questions. And not that I didn't prepare, because I've probably been thinking about it since Jan had asked us to take a Sunday. This morning when I was finally printing what I had written, I found a reflection from almost 2 years ago today. This reflection is from 11-11 of 18. And as I scanned through it, I found it funny that some of the things I was saying were, why are we worrying so much? And I don't know if you're like me, but this is probably the time in your life when you worry about everything and whether you're doing everything right or wrong or what's the right thing to do. The other thing it talked about was making sacrifices, and that's probably as relevant as it was 2 years ago as it is today. So that's just kind of an interesting comparison that I had this morning. Today we are celebrating Veterans Day. The holiday was originally celebrated as Armistice Day to honor the end of World War I, which occurred on November 11, 1918. The legislature was passed in 1938, and in 1954, after World War II and the Korean War, Armistice Day was later changed to Veterans Day to recognize all of our veterans. In 1968, the Uniforms Holiday Bill moved Veterans Day to the fourth Monday in October, but many found this confusing. So in 1975, President Ford signed a law that moved the observance of Veterans Day back to its original day of observance on November 11th, and that started in 1978 and has continued until this day. And I already said part of this, but I'm going to repeat it so that it flows. With this being the most difficult reflection, because of our current COVID-19 pandemic, that we are all trying to navigate. The Spanish flu pandemic started over 100 years ago, so none of us had to live through something like this. Our world has experienced the threat or fear of this happening in the past with outbreaks of SARS, MERS, Ebola, but nothing reached the states like we are currently experiencing. I feel like there are three categories that people fall into. Those that are not concerned at all. Those that are following the recommendations and taking precautions where needed. And those that are staying in their own little bubble. If you're feeling like me, you just want to do the right thing. And the crazy part of this is that the right thing to do keeps changing or is being modified with each discovery of information. It is also difficult when there are recommendations. And it is difficult to understand why certain things are allowed and others are not. So then, deciding what the right thing to do continues to be a moving target. In the gospel reading, the Lord says to stay awake, for you neither know the day or the hour. This reading starts out by talking what heaven will be like. I think the statement about staying awake can apply to many times in our lives and not just when we go to heaven. And staying awake is telling us to be aware of what we are doing at all times. I believe that our entire lives are part of the preparations to enter into the gates of heaven. We are asked to live our lives in a way that would be pleasing to God. He is always near and knows the intentions of our hearts. There are so many temptations and times when it would be easy to treat others as they are treating us, or to simply do what is easy instead of the right thing. He is asking us to be aware of our behavior and actions and to ignore the temptations. This is not always easy. Doing the right thing does not always feel good in the moment, especially when dealing with someone who you think is wrong or being unfair. To say that nothing seems normal these days is probably an understatement. We had a Halloween parade where students were able to dress up in costumes and also had a Halloween party. Now I can tell you, but this is usually a very chaotic day, building up to the activities. For our fifth grade classes, the kids were extremely well behaved, and our whole day went off without a hitch. It was the first normal day that they have experienced in probably 6 months. I think that they were so grateful for the day to feel so normal that they were just fantastic. Now, this was not the case in all parts of our building. But I think that my students are old enough to be aware of what is happening in the world around them and to appreciate the feeling of something normal. I think more than ever before, we need to give ourselves grace. There are so many things out of our control. We are allowed to feel all the feelings that we are feeling. Take a moment to just breathe and take things as they come, for we are never alone. And I'm going to end with today's devotional, and I know I've read to you from this before. Learn to appreciate difficult days. Be stimulated by the challenges you encounter along your way. As you journey through rough terrain with me, gain confidence from your knowledge that together we can handle anything. This knowledge is comprised of three parts: your relationship with me, promises in the Bible, and past experiences of coping successfully during hard times. Look back on your life and see how I have helped you through difficult days. If you are tempted to think, yes, but that was then and this is now, remember who I am. Although you and your circumstances may change dramatically, I remain the same throughout time and eternity. This is the basis of your confidence. In my presence you live and move and have your being.